And now, today's news. Syrian activists say the first group of Iraqi Kurdish fighters has arrived in the Syrian town of Kobani. They are to help Syrian Kurds in their battle against Islamic State militants. A British human rights group said Thursday that about 10 of the fighters from Iraq's Kurdistan area crossed into Kobani from Turkey. Around 150 fighters in all spent Wednesday traveling across Turkey toward Syria. The Turkish government agreed earlier to let them pass through. The government of Burkina Faso says it will no longer seek to extend presidential term limits in the country. Earlier this week, lawmakers had proposed making such a change to the constitution. The change would have permitted Burkina Faso President Blaise Compaoré to seek re-election next year. He has ruled the country since 1987. Several thousand demonstrators marched through the capital city, Ouagadougou, Wednesday and Thursday, to protest the proposed extension. Ukraine says the European Union will be the guarantor of any deal with Russia to restart its supply of natural gas to Ukraine. Ukraine's prime minister announced the agreement with the EU on Thursday. Russia's energy minister said Thursday a gas supply deal could be signed very soon if all documents are made final. Myanmar President Thein Sein has called for a major meeting with representatives of the country's military, six top political parties, and ethnic minority groups. The meeting will be held Friday in the capital, Naypyidaw. The National League for Democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi will be among the delegates. Ms. Suu Kyi's party is pushing for constitutional changes that would limit the power of the military. The organization that develops the Scholastic Aptitude Test, or SAT, is withholding test scores for thousands of South Korean and Chinese students. The Educational Testing Service says it has received reports of cheating in SAT tests given on October 11th. In May of 2013, SAT officials canceled testing in South Korea after some students saw the test questions before taking the exam. I'm Katie Weaver. Words in the news. Guarantor, noun, a person who promises to pay back a loan if the original borrower does not pay it back. Deal, noun, an agreement between two or more people or groups that helps each in some way. Withhold, verb, to hold something back. Cheat, verb, to break a rule or law, usually to gain an advantage at something. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.